Furness at second. Two runners on, nobody down, as the 1-0 comes set. Burnett serves inside, swinging a lined ball into the left field side, out in foul territory. That looked like it could have gone the distance for a sec. But that's two strikes. One ball and two strikes. So stepping back into the zone, into the box, excuse me, is Kevin Krill out of White Lake, Michigan. He's had six hits this season and four RBIs. Burnett serves down low and away for a ball. Came in at 82 miles per hour, 2-1. So it's a 2-1 count. And two runners on still for Kalamazoo. Burnett comes set and serves the 2-1. Swinging the ball popped backside, out of play, 2-2. So two foul balls result in two strikes for Kevin Krill. And before this, did not appear in a game since June 3rd. So about 2 weeks off for him. Look at it coming at a big time. 2-2 count. Setting and serving is Burnett as that foul tips and hits the right ankle of Krill. Count runs still at two apiece. Top of the seventh, Rafters have five hits. The Growlers four. No team with an error. Both teams playing error-free baseball as of now. They've gotten it done in the field where they've needed to. Those big hits for the Growlers have put them in this ballgame. As the 2-2, swing and a miss upstairs as a throw from Duffy over to first and getting back in time with Springer. So one down, the strikeout comes true of Kevin Krill. Duffy makes the throw at first. And Springer just gets back in time. So Blanchard, Colin Blanchard, who grounded out and flew out, is due up. Also plays his collegiate ball in the Pac-12 for the Washington Huskies. One down, and the first strikeout for Alec Burnett. Wearing the number 55 Rafter jersey. Serves down low, and sees the ball 1-0. It's Blanchard, the catcher. So one ball, no strike. Springer at first, Furness at second, the 1-0, and up and away out of the zone for ball 2-0. Count. So the go-ahead run for Kalamazoo, standing at second, is Will Furness. 2-0 count with one down. Burnett serves and finds the left edge of the zone for a strike, 2-1. Alec Burnett trying to work himself back into this count. Facing a 2-0 deficit, found a strike. It's 2-1. Burnett will kick, wind, and serve the 2-1 and find down low just out of the zone. And fans thought that could have been a strike around here, but it's going to be a ball 3-1. So one down. Fastball came in at 87 miles per hour. 3-1 count. Two runners on for Kalamazoo. Rafters not looking for this fourth ball. That would have loaded the bases. As the 3-1 swing and a ground ball over to Burnett. Has trouble fielding it. Flips it over to first to Gervich. For two down, but the runners advance. Springer to second and Furness to third. So this brings up Savi Delgado, who had a solo home run in his first plate appearance, and then his second, he grounded out. So two runners in scoring position, two outs. The Raptors just need to get this batter out. So out of Barry University in Warminster, Pennsylvania, batting a 148. And hit his first home run tonight as Burnett throws a strike 0-1. He's ahead of the count. Two down. Raptors looking to get out of this jam. Can Kalamazoo cash in? The 0-1 from Burnett. Swinging a ground ball over to third to Bobo. Fields it in the glove. The throw to first to Gervich is on time. Excellent play from Brandon Bobo. As we head to the bottom of the seventh inning, score still stays at two apiece. We'll be back in a moment here on WFHR, your home for Raptors baseball.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Let's get back to Raptors baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the seventh, we go as Danny Sheeler due up in the Raptors. They had Gabe Springer on second, Will Furniss was on third, and Alec Burnett was able to get the hitter on a short ground ball over to third. Bobo fields it in his glove and made the throw to first. So Raptors and Growlers, 2-2, Danny Sheeler will step in. So Sheeler designated the DH today, who walked and flew out of Towson, Maryland. So can the Raptors find a way to take the lead here in the next three innings for them? 2-2 game as they lead 5-4 on hits. But the all-important stat of runs, it's deadlocked at two. So Horwettle still on as he finds a ball on the left edge. So 1-0, Eamon Horwettle. Still going the distance as the 1-0 swing, and Danny Sheeler lines the ball into right field. That drops before the right fielder Griffin can get to it. And Sheeler gets on first. Excellent play there from Danny Sheeler, and a leadoff single comes true for the Towson, Maryland native. So Brandon Rogers, who hit a two-run home run on his last appearance, can he do it again this time? So Rogers, 1-for-2, two-run shot. That sent him and Ty Johnson home. Rogers, a perfect bunt attempt, and Horwettle comes out to grab it. The throw to first, and does not get him. Excellent play, and look at the speed from Brandon Rogers. So Rogers, a perfectly executed bunt attempt. He'll take first. Moving to second is Danny Sheeler, and two runners on for the Raptors, nobody out. So the bottom of the order, as Alex Duffy, the left-hander, will step in. And Colin Blanchard going to have a word with Horwettle. But how about that bunt attempt from Rogers? Perfectly placed where Horwettle just couldn't get there just in time. By the time the throw was made over to first at Furniss, and Brandon Rogers just touched the bag just in time. So bottom of the order, Alex Duffy is due up. Struck out looking on his last at-bat and flew out on the plate appearance before. He's 0-for-2 today as the infield throws in. Well, Danny Sheeler got caught on a pickoff attempt at second. Not what would you liked for Wisconsin Rapids. Eamon Horwettle. pointing to his shortstop, Gavin Lewis, saying that's how it's done. So Sheeler gets picked off at second. So now one down, Roger stands at first. Excellent play as Rogers gets back in time. So how about that? Kalamazoo calls their infielders in. They run towards the center of the infield. By that time, Sheeler had a big lead off at second. Horwettle turns back around towards second and throws a great throw to Lewis as a swing and a line drive into the left fielder of Taggart makes an easy grab for two down. So we return to the top of the order as Nolan Sailors, who was one for two today, had a base hit on his first plate appearance, flew out in his second, and then walked on his third at bat. Raptors seven hits, Kalamazoo four. The score remains at two apiece, two down, as Nolan Sailors, the Creighton product. Horwettle will set inside on our ball as Sailors drives one. Well hit into right center field, and reaching out and making the grab is the center fielder, Banks Tolley, for an easy grab. So, three down for Kalamazoo as we head to the top of the eighth. Score still remains at two apiece. We'll be back in a moment here on WFHR.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cows' milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr.
It's described as fresh, a little fancy, cozy, affordable, comfortable. And veterans, teachers, construction workers, cashiers, receptionists, and you will enjoy the daily specials and deals at El Cafe. It's now open in Port Edwards. The owner of El Cafe can't wait to share his dream journey of an all-new restaurant with you. El Cafe, serving breakfast and lunch Tuesday through Sunday, 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. Enjoy El Cafe, now open at 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards, next to the police station.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
So the top of the eighth we go as Blake Barker will step in on the mound, and the Seton Hill products out of Chardon, Ohio. And he's a guy that comes from baseball royalty. His dad, Len Barker, played in the majors for quite a bit. Played for a number of different teams, including the Texas Rangers, the Cleveland Indians, which are now the Guardians. Played for the Toronto Blue Jays, the Atlanta Braves, so played for quite a while, and Blake Barker coming from a baseball family. So he's had four games played, five innings pitched, had five strikeouts. He's allowed two hits and two runs, so the left-hander sets and serves for a strike. That comes in with some heat on a fastball at 91, and will face Lawson Knight. So Knight pinch hitting. So no balls and a strike. Barker swings and misses and will find the zone as Knight 0-2. 0-2 count. Lawson Knight yesterday went 1-for-5 and had a double to the Kansas State product out of Round Rock, Texas. Barker comes in, sets and serves the 0-2, fouled back on the right side. Blake Barker out of Seton Hill University. No balls, two strikes. Barker will kick, wind, and serve way on the outside edge, down low, on an ankle-high fastball, 1-2. 88 miles per hour on the last pitch. One-two count. Barker serves, and Knight pops one up back on the right side, out of play. Count remains at 1-2. So out of Chardon, Ohio, Seton Hill University. He's been called upon at these times as the 1-2 from Barker, swinging a shallow ground ball that goes into the glove of Barker, reaches out to his left and makes an easy grab to Gurevich. Makes an easy throw to Gurevich at first. So one down. And now we return to the top of the order as Corbin Griffin is due up. Griffin struck out swinging, was able to get a home run, and he walked as well. So he's 2-for-2. Excuse me, 1-for-2. As Barker comes in, a swing and a shallow ground ball over to Gurevich at first and race to the bag and tags it in time before Griffin can get there. So two down for the Rafters. Here back-to-back outs as Banks Tolley, the center fielder, will step in. 0-for-3 today, a fly out, a ground out, and struck out swinging. No balls, no strikes. Two outs. Setting and serving is Barker. And down low for a ball, 1-0. One-oh count with two outs here at top of the eighth. Barker winds and delivers, swing and a miss on a fastball, a belt-high fastball. One ball, one strike. Fastball at 93. So Banks Tolley out of Ole Miss and Madison, Mississippi is the 1-1. Swinging a ball popped back out on the right side in foul territory. Counts at 1-2. Two outs for Wisconsin Rapids. They have the opportunity to have a 3-up and 3-down inning. The 1-2. The check swing went across and did fully come across as Rob Knox, the first baseman, had a better view of it. And that's a third out as we head to the bottom of the eighth here on WFHR.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E.
When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things, even committed some crimes, but I am not a criminal.
Youth Advocate Programs is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. Learn how at yapinc.org.
Hey, baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters Baseball here on WFHR.
So bottom of the eighth we go as a pitching change in store for the Kalamazoo Growlers. Kyle Sally, rising senior out of Georgetown University, who's already had two games played this season with a 1-0 record where he picked up the win against Lakeshore back on June the 9th. He's had four innings pitched, allowing two hits and three runs, but he's had five strikeouts. So the Flossmoor, Illinois native, who appeared with Kalamazoo back in 2021, back after a two-year hiatus where he had 16 games played with a 1-2 record, 19 innings pitched, 16 hits and 22 strikeouts. So he'll face Chris Conniff. So Sally, the left-hander, and Chris Conniff is due up, who lined out on his last at-bat. Kalamazoo 2, Wisconsin Rapids 2. Two runs started in the top of the third for the Growlers. A solo shot from Delgado, and then Griffin has a bunt opportunity from Conniff, and he fouls it on the left side. But then a two-run home run in the bottom of the fifth from Brandon Rogers to left field that even this game up at two apiece. On one count, and Kyle Sally will come set. Kicks and serves the 0-1. Conniff swings outside on a slider that comes way outside. So no balls and two strikes. Chris Conniff has not been able to get a hit today, and it's very rare for him, a guy that usually, as he swings and misses on the outside, but that catcher doesn't get it, as Blanchard will throw. Not in time. Conniff gets the first. So how about that? Chris Conniff, on which he swung at, but Blanchard wasn't able to field that pitch. It goes behind him. That remains fair, and gets to first is Chris Conniff. So Conniff at first, and Brandon Bobo, perhaps his time is now. Flown out on his last two plate appearances and struck out swinging on the one before. So wearing number 21, can Bobo make something happen? At first is Conniff and Kyle Sally on the big left-hander, Brandon Bobo. He's 0 for 7 combined from yesterday and today. As he fouls one back on the left side for a strike, 0-1. Bobo is just, he's made good contact with the ball. He just hasn't been able to get clean contact as the 0-1 Sally pickoff attempt over at first, and Conniff gets back to the bag in time. So Chris Conniff stands at first, nobody down here in the bottom of the eighth. Brendan Bobo, no balls, a strike. The 0-1 from Sally as Bobo, a check swing. Did he fully come across? And he did. He faces an 0-2 count now. So Bobo down in the count, looking for his first hit. Sally will come set. Kicks, winds, and serves way on the outside edge. And Conniff thought about going to. Blanchard had to play kind of a goalie there on the right-handed batter's box, because if that ball went anywhere behind him, sure enough, Conniff was taken second. So one ball, two strikes. Brendan Bobo is down in the count. The 1-2, Bobo swings. This is well hit back towards center field, and coming under it is Banks Tolly for one down. So Bobo once again flies out on back-to-back flyouts. So Jack Gervich is due up, 1-for-3 today, where he got a base hit on his second at-bat. So one down, Gervich, the left-hander, will come in. Conniff stands at first. Kyle Sally will serve. Swing and a miss outside. Gervich went after it. So an 0-1 count. One down. And the Rafters record another hit. Can they get another person on? Sally The Georgetown product, the pickoff attempts over to Furness at first. Getting back to the bag was Conniff. So he remains at first. 7-4 in favor of the Raptors. The 0-1, a curveball up and away, but actually finding the top right edge of the zone for a strike. Gervich looks at the umpire. Home plate umpire Brandon Wells. So a late call there. No balls and two strikes. The 0-2 from Sally. And comes away for a ball. 1-2. The Flossmoor, Illinois product is ahead in the count. 1-2. Jack Gervich at the University of San Diego has the 1-2 up and out of the zone for a ball. 2-2. So Sally has only appeared in two games against Rockford back on June the 5th and Lakeshore June the 9th. Has a swing and a miss, but stealing second is Conniff, and Lewis does not tag him in time. So Conniff will get to second, but two down as Gervich strikes out. So Garrett Broussard, who was hit by pitch on his last at-bat, has only had one RBI this season. Perhaps he's looking for two. Perhaps can he get it now? As the Utah Valley product from San Juan Capistrano, California. He's had 6 hits this season. He's flown out, lined out as he pops one back out on the right side, 0-1. Hit by a pitch on his last at-bat. 2 down. Chris Conniff at second. Kyle Sally will come set. And serve the 0-1 as a throw over to the second baseman, Savi Delgado. And tags Conniff just a little bit late. No balls, a strike. Conniff stands at second. The 0-1 way outside as once again Blanchard had to reach out and extend his arm to the right because that went behind him. Sure enough, Conniff was taking 3. So 1-1 count with 2 outs. Sally will step back on the mound. Kick and serve the 1-1. Curveball up and away for a ball, 2-1. So Broussard ahead in the count. 2 down, bottom 8. Score remains at 2 apiece. Two balls, one strike. Kyle Sally will serve the 2-1 way down low for a ball. So Broussard's ahead in the count, 3-1. So the Georgetown product down in the count. Can Broussard make something happen? The 3-1. Outside for a strike, and that paints the right edge just nearly in the zone. And some of the fans here at Witterfield letting the ump know it. Full count, 2 outs. Conniff stands at second. The serve from Sally. Swing, and a ball popped out on the right side. And coming after it is Corbin Griffin, who reaches out, doesn't make the grab. That was out of play, so they're going to run a 3-2 back once again. So the full count. Here were 2 outs. Griffin was coming after it as the lights have turned on here at Witterfield. Full count. 2 outs. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Setting and serving is Sally. The 3-2, swinging a driven ball up to the second baseman. And Savi Delgado, the throw over to first, is on time. And Broussard slams his helmet down. He is not happy about that one, and rightfully so. So we head to the top of the 9th. Score still stays at 2 apiece. We'll be back in a moment here on WFHR.
You have been listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR.
brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Chris Inda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
If you have sustained an injury or have joint pain, you may need Wisconsin River Orthopedics. After a thorough examination, you may be prescribed therapy. Wisconsin River Orthopedics features their own in-house therapy center, staffed by experienced occupational and physical therapy professionals. If you need surgery for your ailment from one of their four surgeons, you may need therapy afterwards. Call 715-424-1881 or go to WROinstitute.com. 715-424-1881. Relieving pain and restoring lives.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters Baseball here on WFHR.
Top of the ninth here as Rafters and Growlers, two apiece on a crisp evening here at Witterfield on this Friday night. Glad you're with us here on WFHR. Blake Barker stays on the mound as he'll face Kaysen Taggart and throw a slider down low for a ball. Taggart, 0 for 2 today, grounded out and flew out, and he was walked as well. One ball, no strikes. Barker serves and finds the zone for a strike, 1-1. So it started off in the third inning as a solo home run from Savi Delgado, and then shortly followed it after was Corbin Griffin as a swing and a pop-up onto the third base line, and Brendan Bobo makes an easy grab for one down. Top of the fifth came, bottom of the fifth came, and then a two-run shot from Brandon Rogers, even this game up at two apiece. The Raptors have out-hit Kalamazoo 7-4, but timely hits from Kalamazoo, and they've gotten some great strikeouts and some great infield plays. But so have the Raptors, as Will Furness is due up, and this is a guy that can be a problem, and surely showed that yesterday. He had two home runs of his own. He went 2-for-4, two home runs, two RBIs. So one ball, no strikes. Blake Barker will come set. The 1-0, way up and out of the zone and goes ahead above Duffy. So 2-0 with one out. The 2-0. Swing. And a foul tipped into the glove of Duffy. So 2-1 with one down. Two balls a strike. Blake Barker will dig in. Now he'll come set. He'll wind and deliver the 2-1. Swinging a ground ball over to Broussard, the shortstop. The throw right over to first is on time. With two down. So Binks Tolley's due up. Well, excuse me, Gabe Springer is due up, the Stanford Cardinal out of Boulder, Colorado. So he's 1-for-3, got a base hit, flown out, and struck out swinging. So two down. First pitch on the way for a strike, 0-1. Barker ahead in the count, and Gabe Springer, who also had a solo home run yesterday, and the Stanford Cardinal, the 0-1, swinging a ball pulled out of play on the right field side. So Barker's ahead in the count 0-2 with two outs. So Rafters, if they get this next out, they'll have the opportunity in the bottom of the ninth to try to send a walk-off. The 0-2 comes upstairs for a ball. One ball, two strikes. Barker will set, wind, and deal out on the right edge. 2-2. So he was ahead of 2-0 in the count. Count runs at two apiece with two outs. Blake Barker will serve the 2-2. Check swing. Did he fully come across? The first base umpire said he did not. Rob Knox, the crew chief, stands on the first base line. So full count, two outs. Blake Barker needs to get this out, needs to get this strike. The 3-2 upstairs out of the zone for ball number four. So Springer will take first. And now Kevin Krill, the DH. So the leading run at first for Kalamazoo. And Kevin Krill, 0-2 today, was hit by pitch on his first at-bat, flew out and struck out swinging. Standing at first is Springer, and Blake Barker will serve and finds the outside of the zone, not able to keep it inside. One ball, no strikes. Two outs. 1-0 count. Barker will kick and deliver the 1-0 as that foul tipped out on the backside. 1-1. One, 1-1 count with two outs. So out of the University of Oakland in White Lake, Michigan, Kevin Krill sees the 1-1 from Barker as he drills a ball out on the right field side. 1-2. Fastball came in at 90 miles per hour. So lights have fully turned on. Sun has fully set here at Witterfield. On a crisp 68 degrees as the 1-2 outside edge. Four ball, 2-2. So Blake Barker looking for a strikeout. Perhaps his second. Standing at first is Springer. Coming set is Barker. He kicks and serves the 2-2. Swinging a fly ball that it goes into the right field side. Rogers comes after it and makes the grab. Excellent grab for Brandon Rogers for the third out. So we head to the bottom of the ninth inning. The Rafters and the Growlers are even at two apiece. So the Rafters have a walk-off in them. Find out next here on WFHR. We'll be back in a moment.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
So, I have a question for all you guys out there. Why is it that I see you hauling all kinds of stuff in your trucks? Lumber, ATVs, furniture, and everything is strapped down tight, except you. I mean, come on, fellas. You're just as important as your buddy's blue plaid sofa. Buckle up.
Pickups rock. They also roll. Buckle up in your truck and arrive alive. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. Help Smile Train change the world one smile at a time. Learn more at smiletrain.org/learn.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
So the bottom of the ninth we go as Danny Sheeler, Brandon Rogers, and Alex Duffy are due up here in the bottom of the order. So can the Rafters get one of those special walk-offs? And then we've seen they did one against Wausau when it was a ground ball from Levi Jensen at third when the bases were loaded, which sent Gervich home with only one out. So can perhaps the Rafters get going? Excuse me, Ty Johnson, Sheeler, and Rogers are up. So Johnson will lead off. And a guy that has had two base hits today. So Johnson, 2-for-3 today. And can he get going? It's always a good start to the inning when Johnson leads off with a single. Is that the case this time? So Kyle Sally will remain on the mound and serve way upstairs as Johnson backs away. He looks at the umpire saying, hey, like, come on now. That was really close. And rightfully so, that ball came in at 74 miles per hour. So 1-0 count, Sally will set. Kick and deal, the 1-0 way outside, and the ball comes in low, a 2-0 count. Two balls, no strikes. The 2-2 finds a 2-1, so two balls and a strike. Excuse me, the score is 2-2. Two runs for Kalamazoo, two for Wisconsin Rapids. Two balls and a strike. The 2-1 from Sally, up and away, outside of the zone, 3-1. Rafters just need one run. Can it start here with Ty Johnson? Three balls a strike. Kyle Sally will serve the 3-1 way on the inside for ball number four, and that's a leadoff walk as Ty Johnson takes first. So the winning run at first, and this brings up the DH, Danny Sheeler. The pinch hitter, James Castagnola. James Castagnola will step in, and Castagnola, a product of UC Irvine, who hasn't appeared much in the so far this season. He got here the other day. And Castagnola, a product out of San Diego, California. He's had two at-bats. He's been walked twice. So Castagnola out of UC Irvine came into the team just a couple of days ago. So leading off at first is Johnson. He gets back to the bag in time. And the pickoff attempt from Sally over to Furnace is not there. So nobody down. The winning run. Ty Johnson stands at first. James Castagnola. This is his time now. As he shows bunt and sees a strike. So head coach Kirk Schreider having a word with the umpire. No balls, a strike. The 0-1 as Johnson gets back in time. No balls, one strike. The 0-1 from Sally comes in, and showing a bunt is Castagnola. That ball goes outside for a ball, 1-1. So Castagnola showing bunt, head coach Kirk Schreider making signals towards Johnson. So the third baseman Gabe Springer is way in the infield as the 1-1 up and away. And once again, Castagnola showing bunt. It's very clear what his intentions are on this bat attempt. So 2-1. Shifted in is the third baseman Springer. And backing up towards close to left center field, shallow left center, is a shortstop Gavin Lewis. As the 2-1 comes up and away for ball three. So 3-1 now. And Castagnola is ahead in the count. Johnson remains at first. Brandon Rogers is up next. You're James Castagnola. You show bunt again. Sally will come set. He will serve the 3-1 up and away, outside for ball number four. So Castagnola will take first. Johnston will take second. And now Brendan Rodgers is due up, the man that hit a two-run shot to put this game up at two apiece. So Rodgers has the opportunity here to make something happen. And Cody Pijocki, the manager for Kalamazoo, having a word with his infield and his pitcher, Kyle Sally. So Sally's day looks like it could be done. As it is, the Georgetown products, his day is done. So Sally walking off now. And a new pitcher in store for the Growlers. Coming set on the mound.
No more breaks during pitching changes, especially in the ninth inning.
Just get word for you just in a moment, but how about the Raptors? Castagnola stands at first and Ty Johnson at second. They have the opportunity here to get going with nobody down, too. So can they send a run home? So 2-2. Game's at two apiece. Raptors have out hit the Growlers 7-4. Still getting word. As Jared Birkenpaas looks like to be. It is. Jared Birkenpaas out of Grand Rapids Community College. So a guy yesterday that came in for an inning, he had a strikeout on four batters faced and allowed a hit. So Birkenpaas out of Grand Rapids Community College and a rising junior from Byron Center, Michigan. So two runners on here for the Raptors, and Birkenpaas is getting warmed up, but I tell you, an opportunity here for a walk-off. They're going to need to just get guys on base because we've seen when they had the walk-off against Wausau, they had three runners on, and Jensen, there was only one out. So if he hit any of that ball, the play was coming home, and that's exactly what happened. Gervich got home. So the Raptors continue to get guys on base, rather if it comes from a hit or a walk. It doesn't matter. They're just going to need to have that opportunity here. But with two runners on and nobody down, that's huge for them. That puts them at an advantage. And Kalamazoo is definitely looking for a double play. So Birkenpaas is warming up. And Brendan Rodgers, the guy that has had an unbelievable day, both defensively and offensively. Rodgers was able to get a two-run shot on his second at-bat. And then on his third, he bunted on a perfect Lee executed bunt right towards the pitcher, but by the time he got there, he was already at first. So Birkenpaas warming up. He's got a wicked curve, a nasty slider. So Rodgers will step in now. At first is the UC Irvine product, Castagnola. The center fielder, Ty Johnson, stands at second, and Brendan Rodgers, he's called upon once again. Bottom of the ninth here, nobody out. Raptors have their chance to get revenge on Kalamazoo. Birkenpaas will come set and serve as Rodgers swings and drives one in towards the center fielder, reaches out and makes the grab as Banks Tolley. What about that? Had to reach low. Acrobatic catch from the Ole Miss product, Tolley, with one down. So Alex Duffy is due up. That looked like that could have been the opportunity for Rodgers there. Kirk Schreiner having a word with the umpire as it looks to be Anthony Gallison is due up. So the Coastal Carolina product, Anthony Gallison, will step in. So Gallison pinch hitting. He appeared in the game last night, but he's had seven games where he's appeared and he's batting a 182. 22 at-bats, and yesterday, He went 1-for-3. He's been struck out 5 times. He's at 4 RBIs, though. This is when you need Anthony Gallison. He had 2 runs in his first game against Green Bay at Capital Credit Union Park. He's also drove in an RBI as well, as Gallison sees a curveball, finding a strike. Is Birkenpass 0-1. So one down. Anthony Gallison steps back into the zone. No balls, a strike. Bottom of the order here. The 0-1 swung on and popped back on the backside. 0-2 now with one down. So Gallison down in the count. And the catcher, Colin Blanchard, having a word with his pitcher, Birkenpass. No balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. Cheers for Gallison in the crowd, and perhaps his time can be. He struggled a bit. He's gotten 2 hits in the past 4 games. As he swings and pops a ball that falls quickly on the right side. That 4 total hits on 22 at bats. Batting a 182. 2 runs. 4 RBIs. As Gallison swings and pops a ball up in towards shallow center, and coming under it is the shortstop, Savi Delgado, 2 down. Return to the top of the order, Nolan Saylors is due up. So Saylors started off his day with a base hit and then has struggled since. So there was no outs and there was 2 runners on. Now there's 2 outs and Castagnola remains at first, Johnson at second. And Nolan Saylors, the Creighton product out of Omaha, Nebraska, as first pitch comes inside, outside and away for a ball, 1-0. 2 outs, 1 ball, no strikes. Birkenpass comes set, serves the 1-0 as Saylors was going to come on the inside of it and hit the inside of his bat, 1-1. One count with 2 outs. Birkenpass will serve the 1-1. Swing and a miss outside for strike number 2. 1-2 count with 2 outs. Nolan Saylors down in the count. Can he find an opportunity to get a hit here? The 1-2 as paints the right edge for strike number 3 and out number 3. So it is 2-2 as we head to extra innings. We'll head to the top of the 10th here on WFHR shortly. We'll be back in a moment.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists in their own words.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
So top of the 10th, we go as Julian Tristan checks in on the mound. He's had six games played with a 1-0 record, seven innings pitched, and four strikeouts here in the top of the 10th. So Kevin Krill is leading off at second, and that's the rule in the extra innings. They have a runner that starts at second to get the innings going quicker. So stepping in to the batter's box is number 14, Colin Blanchard. So Blanchard will step in, and one ball, no strikes. At second is Krill. And Julian Tristan, the Westcliff University product, sees the 1-0 and throws it upstairs for a ball 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. And the University of Washington grounded out, flew out today. As the 2-0 from Tristan way on outside for ball number 3, so 3-0. 3-0 count, Kevin Krill at second. The 3-0 from Tristan, up and away for ball number 4, so 4 straight balls, and Blanchard's at first. Kevin Krill's at second. And now Savvy Delgado, the second baseman, will step in. So not the start for Julian Tristan he would have liked. Four straight balls, which puts Blanchard at first. Krill reigns at second. Tristan serves, and a bouncer that goes on the left side as the bunt attempt from Delgado was very clear of his intention. So Savvy Delgado got the scoring going as he bombed a ball into left field for a solo home run. No balls a strike. Savvy Delgado will come set. The 0-1 as that ball fouled in a wild pitch there from Tristan. And now at runner's advance, a go-ahead run at third. Some wild pitching here from Julian Tristan. One ball, one strike. Runners advance, nobody out. Infield is in close as the 1-1 way on the inside edge for ball number 2. So Gervich, Conniff, Broussard, and Bobo have all shifted in. The 2-1 from Tristan. And that foul tipped on the backside, 2-2. So the go-ahead run, Kevin Krill at third. Blanchard at second. The 2-2. Inside for strike number 3. Excellent play. Excellent pitch there from Julian Tristan. Out number 1. So number 39, Ben Bach steps in. And Bach looking to get things going, wearing the orange shoes, orange and pink shoes. One out, Tristan serves inside and finds the inside edge for a strike. So Bach out of Tiffin University and the rising sophomore out of Waukamia, Minnesota. Blanchard, the leadoff at second. Krill at third. 0-1. With one out. No balls a strike. Tristan serves the 0-1 on the inside and just out of the zone for a ball. 1-1. One out. Two runners on for Kalamazoo here in the top of the 10th. The 1-1, swinging a ball popped back up on the backside. 1-2.